what is your view on where we stand today when it comes to securing the electrical grid from cyber attacks?
Well, I think the first thing to recognize is that the grid today is increasingly interconnected using data communications. As we move into the future, it's all about data communications. There are going to be thousands of sensors on high voltage transmission lines. There are going to be millions of smart meters in homes and businesses, all of which are going to be communication devices interconnected with various networks. And as we know from our experience with the Internet, securing complex data communications networks is very difficult. So I think we have some serious issues to look at, some serious challenges ahead, both from an engineering point of view and also from a regulatory and policy point of view.
The government, it seems to me, the federal agencies are in a kind of an odd situation here. It's maybe similar to the Internet because I'm thinking about the Baltimore-Washington area, and we have several different power companies that manage the grid. And I can envision a scenario where one utility might say, yeah, that policy works for us, and another says, oh, that doesn't really work for us. And this debate continues and continues and continues. And these aren't nationalized utilities, as some countries have, where you can just institute a policy and say, that's how we're going to do things. Who do you see being the best broker to manage those relationships inside the government?
Well, I think you've got the problem exactly right. There are 3,000 different utilities involved in both the transmission network and the so-called distribution network that brings power directly to homes and businesses. And right now, the regulatory structure is very fragmented. States, through their public utility commissions, regulate the local utilities. So in Baltimore, you have the Maryland PUC. In Virginia, you have the Virginia PUC. In the district, you have a PUC also. Whereas the transmission network, the so-called bulk power system, is regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, and through them, various organizations that make rules and regulations. So it's a somewhat fragmented environment. And that's why we're concerned when you think about the future grid and all of the interconnections. It puts a real premium on having someone in charge, some overall authority. Now, right now, you've got several different bills wending their way through the houses of Congress. You've got an administration proposal. It's not clear which agency is going to be given that responsibility. I think it's reasonably clear that at least one of them, or hopefully one of them, will be.
Do you have a thought about whether there's one better suited for that kind of responsibility than another, or is it just a matter of somebody needs to have autonomy here and make some progress on policy setting?
Well, there are a couple of obvious potential choices. I won't venture a guess in the ways of Washington as to which actually is the better choice. But, for example, the Department of Homeland Security has responsibility for cybersecurity and security in general of many aspects of our nation. It's not unreasonable to think that they be given responsibility for cybersecurity of the electric grid infrastructure. On the other hand, there's a lot of specialized knowledge, and FERC has a lot of that knowledge right now. They also already have regulatory authority, at least for the bulk power system, so they're another potential candidate, and in fact, some of the bills point in that direction. So you tell me what's going on in Washington and where this will come out, but I think we have at least a couple of obvious candidates in terms of who might have the best chance of doing it. Now, I will say that whoever is responsible is going to have to work with other federal agencies, work with the industry, work with the National Institute for Standards and Technology, that part of the federal government that is developing standards for interoperability of all of these thousands and of sensors and millions of meters and so on. So there's still going to need to be a lot of collaboration and cooperation across the various groups, both in government and in the private sector.
And that's not something that historically agencies, not just at the federal level, state, local, too, are particularly adept at doing. Any thoughts about what federal agencies could do during that transitional period to make sure that that's not a period of vulnerability where somebody could take advantage of the switchover that's happening?
Well, I think we, frankly, already have vulnerability. I think it's a question of reducing that vulnerability. And the sooner we can get on with it, the quicker we can reduce the vulnerability, the safer we can feel, safer the American public can feel in terms of having a secure and reliable electric supply.